This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday, we asked you, the Alliance of American Football, AAF, starts play this weekend. How interested are you in this league? We're all in. We made picks and everything. We each picked a team. We'll go over all that later. But you said, 52% of you said, you wouldn't watch 1 minute. 40% said, you'd watch some. 8% said, can't wait, Bart Scott. 52% of you, I think, are you're probably lying, because the ratings indicate a fair number of people actually watched.
Like 2.9 million?
More people than watched the NBA game on ABC Saturday night. So that's interesting. We'll dig into the AAF a little bit more in just a couple of minutes. Today's daily Twitter poll. Go to @FanMorningShow to vote and follow along. When Le'Veon Bell comes back to the NFL, in comparison to the way he performed in the past, will he be more effective? Will he be less effective? Or will he have about the same impact? Those are your three choices right now at Fan Morning Show on Twitter. And early on, more than three quarters of you say, Le'Veon, when he comes back, he'll be less effective. And that probably leads us in the direction of discussing his flirtations with the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, which we'll get into in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, in about an hour from now.
The Pirates have a projected 25-man roster up, or more specifically, Adam Berry of MLB.com.
And it's my exact one.
Exactly the same?
It's exactly the same as I had.
In lockstep with Adam?
I did not have Melky Cabrera on the opening day roster. I think that he'll eventually get round his way into form. But anyway, continue.
I don't think there's any huge surprises on this thing. We know what the starting rotation is going to look like. Tyone Archer, Williams, Musgrove, Lyles. We know the bullpen is going to be anchored by Vasquez and Kella, and then Crick and Rodriguez. And Liriano was not picked up to not make the team.
Yeah, he's on the team.
He and Kingham will be in the bullpen, and then Tyler Lyons and Nick Birdie. Birdie has to be on the team for two months to fulfill the Rule 5 draft pick they made of him before he was injured. The interesting part.
So there's your 12 guys. Like, I think the 12 guys on your staff are pretty set.
Yeah, and Adam actually has them with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 13, because there's Lyles in the rotation to go with the four starters I already mentioned. So he has them going with a 13-man staff, which they did to start the year last year, and then just four guys on the bench. Your starting outfield would be Dickerson, Marte, Chisenhall until Polanco's healthy. Your infield would be from first around to third, Bell, Frazier, Gonzalez with Newman backing him up, and then some sort of timeshare between Moran and Gung at third, Cervelli and Diaz behind the plate. Your utility guy would be Pablo Reyes, which that's the one that I'll be interested to see if they actually do that. If they go with a 13-man staff on opening day, I think it does make more sense to have Reyes, because he can be your utility guy and play just about literally anywhere.
Yeah.
As opposed to Melky.
Correct. And Melky Cabrera will eventually be, I think he'll be up like after 2-3 weeks. Something will happen where Reyes won't perform the way they want, or someone will get hurt, and then Melky Cabrera will make his way up before before Gregory Polanco is ready. And there's still no firm timetable on Gregory Polanco either. So who knows when it'll be. But I think that Adam Berry got it absolutely correct. Those are the guys that I had, the 25 guys that I had.
So the notable, I guess, departures then would be a Stephen Brault. And really, that's, I mean, other
Stephen
than,
Brault is what he is. He's a quad A pitcher, and I think that that's probably what he's going to be for the rest of his career. And Stephen Brault is, if Stephen Brault wasn't the effervescent personality and the just magnetic and radiant kind of guy that he was, he would just be just another guy.
People wouldn't root for him as hard. You're right. I do root for this rotation. That's the one thing I keep coming back to is, as you know, I don't expect them to challenge for a postseason spot. I don't. In this division, maybe the deepest division in baseball, because of the moves the Reds made in the offseason, I don't expect them to finish better than fourth, third, if everything goes right. But this starting rotation is the foundation that this team's built on. They just got to figure out a way to score some runs.
We're not ready to make our season predictions, but I have the Pirates exactly at 81-81.
It's hard to deviate from that the way this team is built
they're
right
gonna,
now.
You know what they'll do? They'll win one, then they'll lose one, then they'll win two, then they'll lose two, then they'll win three or four, then they'll lose three or four. I mean, that's what they are to me. They're a 500 baseball team.
But if you're a 500 baseball team, Jim, that probably still leaves you in the conversation around Labor Day, which is what they they want to play meaningful baseball in September is what they
say. They played their way out of it in August last year, and then the September record was good.
Right.
That to get back over 500. You know, it'd be nice. You know, Melky Cabrera, when should they have signed him, like 5 years ago?
Yeah. Now they got three PED guys. Which is, you know, it just is what it is. It's how baseball is.
Oh, yeah.
Cervelli, Marte, and Melky Cabrera.
I keep forgetting that Cervelli.
It's just, I mean, that's the way of the world in baseball.
Yeah. I don't know if that causes any sort of...
No, but I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, we're above that. You know, no, you're
no,
not.
Nobody's above it.
No,
anymore.
You go out and you get the best guys that you can.
Right.
I actually think the Melky Cabrera thing, albeit a couple years late, it's worth a flyer on a guy like that.
Yeah, especially with the hole in right field until Polanco's
sure.
out.
Well,
why not?
Yeah, the only thing is Chisenhall is supposed to be that guy. You know, in other words, that's the spot that if he sticks around. Although, you know, Reyes, I'd kind of forgotten about him as just a do-all, throw-anywhere-you-want kind of
look,
a guy. He was really good at the end of the season, but you don't know if that's a mirage.
You don't know that. If they weren't tied to Kevin Newman as one of their up-and-coming prospects, as they'd ballyhooed him for the last several years, you wonder if he'd even make the Major League roster on opening day.
I agree with you.
And then Reyes could be your infielder, and Melky could make the opening day roster as your fourth outfielder.
The biggest question on this team is if the two young middle infielders are in over their head or not.
Yeah, because Adam Frazier's got to bring his glove, and he's got to hit consistently, which he didn't do last year.
Right, and, you know, with this, Kramer's not even going to make the opening day roster.
No, which...
The projections were that he should be here by now.
Yes, and he may be more ready than Newman, to be quite honest, to hit at
hitter,
the major league
as
level.
As a hitter, he is.
Yep,
I agree. Yep. I agree. But those guys, the Pirates were banking on when Harrison and Mercer's contract ran out.
That those two would step right in.
Both of those guys would walk right in and play. And I don't know if either one are ready.
Kramer, defensively, probably not. Newman, definitely not with the bat. We'll be down there March 4th through the 8th. That whole week, the Fan Morning Show will be live from Leacon Park in Bradenton.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.